Pozdrav ljudi, nadam se da ste dobro, dobrodošli na kanal Bez dlake na glavi, dobrodošli u novu seriju, odnosno novu epizodu razgovora. Mislim da čovjeka koji je meni sa lijeve, vama možda sa desne strane, ne znam kako će biti složeno, da ga ne treba previše predstavljati, radi se o Maksu Iganu, svojevrsnoj legendi, ako hoćete, ovih tema kojima se mi trenutno bavimo i prebacit ću se naravno na engleski jezik. Odmah u startu ispričajte me, engleski nije moj materinji jezik, ali ću se potruditi da to bude što bolje. So Max, thank you for this conversation we're going to have. Thank you for accepting the invitation. And I would also like to thank Ivana and Sandra for the assistance so we can make this possible. And welcome to Croatia. Hey,
my pleasure. Thank you, brother. It's always good to come here. It's my sixth time here now, so I do enjoy coming to visit the place.
Oh, that's beautiful. So not to waste your time, we're going to talk about the things that are around us, that about the world we live in, about possibly some solutions. And if you don't have nothing against, we can start right on.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. I would like to open with a metaphor from 2019. I watched the movie Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, the first part, not the musical second. I see many similar things that are happening today when I look back to 2019. Joker was a character that was presented like a lunatic, like he was a clown, actually. His job was being a clown. But he understood the system. He watched the billionaire Wayne family, those people will not change anything. And sort of, I find myself in his condition. I like to laugh by looking at some horrible things that are happening here. And I find myself just like a joker in some way, if you catch my drift. This world has become like a Gotham City in that movie. Full of filth, full of corruption, full of crime, where the billionaire caste, they like to say that they're going to save the world, and the clownish people are saying no, they're not. I would like to ask you, how do you see the world today in comparison to world before 2020? Because before that year, things seemed normal, but how do you compare these last 5 years from 2020 to 25?
Well, it's kind of like you said, the world's turned into Gotham City. It's a clown show. The whole thing is a clown show. In fact, if you wrote a movie script describing the last 5 years as the movie script, it would be too unbelievable for anyone to want to finance the movie or act in it. It just wouldn't make sense that this could happen. But I mean, there's almost no comparison to the world now to what it was 5 years ago. The whole COVID scamdemic, I mean, the whole, now we don't even know what a woman is. I mean, it's crazy. You know, sexually, like putting all this sexual stuff on children at school, asking them to question their gender and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. And with Israel going out there and just bombing, it's like attacked seven countries now, claiming it's defending itself, and it's carrying out a genocide being live streamed on X for the last 2 years, and you've still got people supporting this country. Nothing's been done to stop it. You know, we've seen a complete erosion of anything that could be called international law. We've seen so many rights taken away. We've seen what's going on in America with Donald Trump. It's insane. This guy's made all these promises and come in and hasn't done any of it. He's done exactly the opposite. He's turning the United States into a police state. He's nationalizing all of the institutions, bringing them under the wing of the government. This is, you know, what is fascism? It's when government and corporate entities merge together. And that's what we're seeing in the United States. It's incredible. And everyone's just cheering it along, you know, saying he's going to be the no war president. And even now he's saying he wants to change the Department of Defense to the Department of War. And he's sending troops into Venezuela while he's funding the genocide of Gaza, which the United States is as much responsible for as Israel, because they're all U.S. weapons, U.S. bullets, U.S. planes, U.S. bombs, and just bucket loads of money being sent over to these people. So it's incredible. And people are just sort of going along with it. It's unbelievable what the world has become. And I mean, that was a pretty good description. And even when you look at that Joker movie, I mean, he became the Joker. It was basically a product of society that did it to him. It was the media, it was the governments. And when you look at all the state of the world today, with the amount of corruption and money laundering and war and all this stuff that's going on, I often say to people, you've got to step back and realize that every problem we face in the world today exists because it's been legislated to exist. And all of the trouble we have and all the red tape we've got to go through to try to stand up against this corruption has all been legislated to exist. So it's time we really started to look at this seriously. And I've been saying, like back since 2008, since my first film that I put out, that you've got to stop thinking of the world as governments and nations and believing that these people all work against each other. They don't. It's one organized cabal. It's what I essentially call a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal disguised as a series of governments and nations who play all the people of all these different nations off against each other and use any excuse they can to continue their depopulation agenda, which is what all these wars are about. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, a lot of people are kind of seeing it now, but they find it difficult to approach any solution to this problem. They want to vote new people in. I'm frustrated with this government. Like in Australia, they're saying, oh, look at all the bad stuff the Labor Party's done. So what are you going to do? Vote in the Liberal Party? It's the same thing. In all of our countries, we basically have two main political parties, which function as a functional rotational dictatorship that puts a different face on the coin every 4 years, and might have a few little policies that are changed, like income tax or abortion laws or something, some little thing that you will think is important. But ultimately, the wider agenda just keeps marching forward as it has done for the last 100 years. So we've got to really start realizing this is a criminal class that we're dealing with here. We are all in an abusive relationship with politicians whom we elect to be responsible managers of infrastructure, nothing more. They've self-styled themselves as rulers by keeping us in fear of the other countries next to us. Oh, the other countries want to come and invade. Serbia wants to come and invade Croatia. Well, no, it's the Serbian government and the Croatian government butting heads together to keep both their nations scared, who are essentially the same people who speak the same language and you all used to get along. So, and it's like this right around the world, We believe we need governments to protect us. Who from? Well, the other governments, of course, it's incredible,
Yeah,
and it's a crime.
sorry, they're always switching the focus from the, let's say, inside enemy or bad thing to towards the look at that country, look at that country, they're going to harm us. It's always like removing the focus out of your own people that are responsible for your well-being to look towards other countries. Sorry, I interrupted you,
Yeah,
please.
no, it's true. That's what they do. They play all the people off against each other, and it's a scam, and it's becoming more and more obvious to people. That's a good thing, but the thing is, what can we do about it? I mean, in the last 10 years, we've seen the militarization of all of our police. And I said this when I went to the UK in 2014. I was there in 2012. And the police were, the little British bobbies in their little black outfits with their little pointy sort of hats and their batons, I went back there in 2014. They're in black Kevlar. They got body armor on. They're carrying AK-47s. And same as they were in Amsterdam, the same as they were in the United States, same as they were in Australia. All of the uniforms shifted that year. And I said in 2014, ah, this is the new world order police force now. This is why all the police, it doesn't matter whether you go to Germany, France, America, UK, Australia, they're all dressed the same, And they've militarized our police because under any sort of democracy, you can't have a standing army. The government cannot have a standing army against its people in the country. So what they've done, and well, they're not military, they're police. And they've got all this body armor and stuff on to protect them. I mean, in Australia, everybody's been disarmed. There's no guns. There were hardly any guns in circulation. What do the police need all this body armor and Kevlar and machine guns for? They're
Against
not
who?
there to protect the people. They're there to protect the politicians. And even if you want to hold your politicians to account, I've been saying for years, all these politicians are in abuse of office. They're in breach of trust. They've abdicated their privilege to govern. We need to hold them to account and dismiss them. But even to try to get to them, to get that to court or anything like that, to even get to these people to have them come out and explain why we shouldn't dismiss you, you can't get to them because you've got this brick wall of stupidity in black Kevlar, which is going to keep you away from the politicians. And then most of them now, I mean, they're not responsible people. In Australia, for example, they've lowered the induction IQ rate, that if you score over 104, if you get an IQ of over 104 on the police induction exam, then they won't accept you because you're too intelligent for the police force, you know? And this is in a lot of other countries as well. So these guys are blockheads. They know how to follow orders and fill out paperwork. And you've got to understand, 90% of police work is office work, is paperwork. Every single thing they do, they've got to fill out reports and do all this documentation. They get really frustrated. Don't get a chance to think properly. They don't get a chance to do anything. So when they get out there amongst the public, they just cut loose and release all their pent-up emotions. And they're too stupid to really think about it. And plus, they know that they're above the law, basically. So it's a difficult situation that we're in.
When you're talking about the police getting more militarized, how do you see the situation, recent situation in USA on with National Guard on the streets of Washington, Chicago? I know that people that are in the QAnon story, they will say, "Oh, the cleaning is just beginning," etc. But how do you perceive that move from Donald Trump's administration, whatever administration it is? It's always the same thing. But how do you perceive that?
Well, it's turning the country into a police state. I mean, and the National Guard were never supposed to carry automatic weapons and things. He's changed that in the last couple of weeks as well. So now you've got these people out on the street, and protect you from all the violence, of course, which is all being staged. And all of these gun shootings, half of them aren't even real. These high school shootings, some of them are. Most of them, you find there's MK Ultra involved. You find their parents are CIA or something, and they've recently been to some psychiatrist who's put them on some medication. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff with this. I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, his alleged assassination attempt was completely faked. This is the president of the United States. Okay, they tried to kill the guy, and he comes into power now. Why hasn't he done an investigation into that event? Why was it when his ear apparently got damaged, when he stood up, the police were down, allowing him to come above the police? It could have been another shooter taking another shot. Anytime any other president, they've tried to shoot at another president, the secret police cover them. They cover them so you can't even see them, and they get them off to the car. They allowed Trump to come up. They put the shortest person at the front. There was a crane there that actually lowered the US flag into the shot
And
so they could
fight.
get that iconic shot of him standing there with his fist up. And now he doesn't even have a scar on his ear. I mean, this is cartilage. Cartilage doesn't grow back. There's not even a scar.
Holyfield is a great example. Mike Tyson, when Mike Tyson bite the ear
There
from
you go.
he still has that thing. And the
Exactly.
other thing, he said on one press conference, Donald Trump said, "It was blood all around. My hands were bloody." And on that photo, you can see his hand, just like mine, not a single drop of blood.
I
Just an
remember him saying that
example.
there was blood everywhere. No, there wasn't. I mean, he's an actor. He's got a freaking star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, for God's sake. He's got a list of about 115 different TV shows and movies that he's been in. And he's a damn good actor, and he's out there and he's fooled most of the American people. He's turning the place into a police state. And even like he's brought in all these tariffs and stuff, to make America great again. And there was even a statement a couple of weeks ago where he said, someone said Trump has brought trillions into the country through his tariffs. The government has made like a couple of $1 trillion on these tariffs already. People don't understand what a tariff is. If you're in one country and you're selling goods to the United States, a tariff doesn't mean that company's got to pay more to send those goods to you. It means the government is trying to encourage the people not to buy foreign goods, to buy American-made goods, so the government puts a tax on any goods that are entering the country. When Trump puts 100 cent 100% tariff on something. He's simply putting a 100% tax on it. So all of those trillions the government has made from these tariffs
From his
has been
people.
milked from the American people.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
hasn't been any foreign power has paid 1 cent of those tariffs. He's just stolen trillions of dollars from the American people under the guise of making America great again and bringing more money into the country. He hasn't brought a cent into the country through that. I mean, he's a total fraud. He's their trump card. That's what they've used him for. And this whole concept that he was the underdog and, the other election was stolen and then they tried to arrest him at Mar-a-Lago and they did. This is all to set it up so that he doesn't look like he's part of the deep state. And even the concept of the deep state. The deep state is the state when they close the doors and go inside the building and talk amongst themselves. That's the deep state. There is no secret group of underground things trying to undermine the government. No, the government knows exactly what they're doing. And you don't get to that position of power if you're not already bought and paid for. Trump was paid $240 million from the AIPAC
Adelson.
lobbyists before he came,
Adelson
plus
family.
$100 million from Adelson, Miriam Adelson.
Yeah.
Plus all, and they launched the Trump coin and all that sort of stuff, which was a pump and dump. He's extracted billions from the economy, and he's extracted billions from that position already. The whole thing is a fraud. I mean, QAnon, trust the plan. Yeah, this is like, he's the savior, God saved him, and blah blah blah. It's all part and parcel to the same thing, and I don't trust him one little bit.
If
Apart
I
from the fact
may,
that he's funding a genocide in Gaza, like I said, I mean, he's totally going along with this. He wants to turn Gaza into like Gaza Lago. He says America's going to take over the whole place. That should tell you what he's really about.
But the American politics looks more and more like WWE, the Wrestling Federation, wrestling show. It's all scripted. You have the good guy, you have the bad guy, you have all these things, like you said, building up. They wanted to assassinate him. They black how to say blackmail him. They always like Facebook censored him. It was always like this build up, so he can come here like a great American, just like Hulk Hogan did. When they needed a savior, he came with the American flag and he tore the place apart and America won. He's exactly, to me, in my eyes, like the Hulk Hogan good guy in wrestling. How to say that? That show with the wrestlers. Everything was scripted and everything was just to people to have fun looking at it and to choose a side. I think that's the most important, one of the most important thing is to choose a side, because that is the Roman divide impera for me. Like, if you
Exactly.
separate it.
Well, Trump was even on that wrestling show a few times. I mean, he went in there one time and beat someone up and all that. It's so staged,
Yeah.
And like I said, he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's an actor. And that's what he would have done. He got a little blood package and put on his ear and came up and forgot to dribble some on his hands, unfortunately. And then when he said he came up and there was blood everywhere all over my hands, no, there wasn't. And why was all the news teams there? Like they didn't cover any of his rallies. And suddenly he's in this little podunk town of Butler, Pennsylvania. Anyone ever heard of Butler before? And you've got CNN there and Fox News there and BBC were there from England and Sky News from Australia. Everybody was there. And the Q people say, oh, that's because the Democrats planned to assassinate him and they control all the media and they wanted to get it all on film. No. There's so much more to this. People aren't even really thinking clearly about it. There is no difference between Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, they're all pushing the same agenda. Like I said, they'll have little bits in there so that they seem like they're actually against each other. I mean, what was he going to do? He was going to arrest Hillary Clinton. He didn't do that. And suddenly they're great friends. He said he was going to arrest Obama the other day. Everyone's complaining about the fact that he's not going to release the Epstein files. And then next day he says, I'm going to arrest Obama. And didn't do that because you can't arrest the next president for anything that they did during the presidency. That's not how the United States legal system works. You said he was going to release the Epstein files, and suddenly there are no Epstein files. It was a Democrat hoax. You're going to arrest Obama, didn't do that. Going to arrest Hillary Clinton, didn't do that. Going to stop the war in Ukraine on the first day of his presidency. All he's done is pour money into it since then. Not going to have any wars. He's funding genocide in Gaza, and they've just put troops on the ground in Venezuela. Like it's just unreal. And now he's nationalizing, like putting a police force, putting a standing army in the United States. And everyone's cheering him along, you know. He's not doing anything to stop all the fentanyl and stuff that's being brought into the United States and how degraded the United States is. I don't know if you've been there lately, but I've been going to the United States on and off for like 20 years, and to see what it's become is just shocking. And a lot of the people in the United States, unfortunately, can't see it because they live in it, and it's just been this slow decline. And they're kept so busy with all this other stuff going on that they're just not noticing what's happening to their surroundings. But it's disgraceful, you know. And blaming Mexico for all the fentanyl, all that sort of stuff. Sure, a lot of it's coming over the border from Mexico, but it's being brought across by Americans. And the people running their fentanyl labs in northern Mexico are all Americans, you know.
And it's
So.
and isn't it really American to always have a war on something invisible, let's say. It was a war on
Yeah, the
drugs
war on
during the
drugs.
Reagan era, right? And then it was a war against terrorism during the Bush era. And now we are back to war on drugs, but in Venezuela or Mexico. I mean, it's always this perpetual war that never actually ends. And
It just gets worse. The war on poverty they had. They're still having the war on poverty, which is why the war is why there's so much poverty in the United States, you know. Everything's backwards. Everything they say is backwards. There's a great line in a George Carlin, one of his stand-ups, when he said, if firefighters fight fire, and what was it else? And crime fighters fight crime, what do freedom
Freedom.
fighters fight? You know, they never tell us that, you know. And everything's backwards, and it's incredible. I think that we're going to see something positive coming. I mean, it's kind of got to the point that there's no real way out of this system unless people really stand up and get active themselves. And it's kind of getting to the point that it kind of has to collapse. And we've just got to hope that some sort of a phoenix rises from the ashes and hope that it's our phoenix and not theirs, you know. I was saying in an interview yesterday, and I'm going to talk about this on my next radio show, my next Walk and Talk, is what we've got to do to find a solution out of this mess and to deal with this problem. And it's such a clown show, you kind of enjoy watching it. You're just watching it all unfold today, because every day it's just like, oh my God, they've done that. How did they get away with that? You know, like every day. And it's incredible. Like even pronouns and all this sort of shit. Where did this come from? You know, someone's like, you've got to call me they, them. What is that? But there's only one of you there. Why are we going to call you they, them? And why do you get the right to change the language and all this sort of stuff? And suddenly I can get fined if I don't add new meanings to the words. How does all this work? It's incredible. So, you know, the world's gone so crazy, and you kind of. It happens so quickly that, like I said, you kind of get stuck in that. Like every, it's like X is like this. Just it's a bombardment of the most ridiculous things you could ever think of, and how the world's changing, and protests here and shootings there. The shooting in Minneapolis the other day, done by a transgender guy, with all these anti-Jewish slogans all over his gun, goes and shoots up a Catholic school. What's that all about, you know? And then you look and you find that he's actually a Jew of Jewish descent. You know, it's crazy. The whole thing's crazy. All these in Australia, there was the synagogue bombings last year, fire bombings of a couple of synagogues in Melbourne. And just the other day, they announced that it was Iran who did that. What possible reason would Iran have to firebomb a synagogue in Melbourne at 3 o'clock in the morning, knowing they're not going to hurt anybody? All they're going to do is empower the Israeli community and the Jewish community in Australia. I mean, why would they do that? And then just after the Prime Minister of Australia announces that he's going to recognise a Palestinian state, and all this stuff's happening, and there's these anti-immigration marches and stuff happening. There's all these anti-genocide marches happening as well, Palestinian marches, pro-Palestinian marches. So what we see is we see these synagogue firebombing, then we see these marches for pro-Palestine across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. You know, just annoy everybody and close the Sydney Harbour Bridge for the day so all of these people can protest the genocide, and then put plants in there holding up signs, big posters of the Ayatollah of Iran. What's he doing in there in a pro-Palestinian march? And then the next week they announced that, oh, it was Iran who bombed the synagogues, we have new information that was given to us by, guess who? Israeli intelligence, of course, which pretty much confirms what we were saying back at the start, that this was done by Israel. They do this sort of stuff all the time. And so, and then we've had a new shooting in Australia. A week before that shooting, ABC did this big special on sovereign citizens and what a danger they are to the country. And then suddenly we have a shooting in Victoria by a sovereign citizen. The marches that they had in Australia yesterday, we had neo-Nazi groups getting up so the TV cameras could capture them. It's just all such a setup. So all this sort of stuff's going on. It's a clown show. People get involved in all that, and they're not really prepared to act themselves to bring about change on the ground in their own countries. And like I said, it's very difficult to do so, because even if you want to hold these politicians in abuse of office and breach of trust and treason or whatever, to try to get that into the legal system, you've got to get through this wall of police. You can't even actually go into a political office and, all these marches people have. I say you should be marching to Parliament House while it's in session and demanding the politicians come out and explain themselves to you. And if they can't, then they need to show cause or they should not be dismissed right there on the spot. You can't even get to do that, and people won't ever organise that. So what I think people have to do, one way to do this, is to realize you're in an abusive relationship with these people. Every single crime that exists, or every problem that exists in our society, has been legislated to exist. And the politicians and your governments all around the world, especially here through Europe and in Australia and England and the United States, they are not serving the people anymore. They're serving themselves. And so we need to do the same thing. We need to withdraw support from these people. In Australia, in Victoria, Daniel Andrews, who was running Victoria through the lockdowns, is now a world famous name. Everybody knows that Victoria had the worst, most brutal lockdowns of anybody right around the world during the COVID clamp scamdemic. And Daniel Andrews, who was Premier of the state at that time, he can't go out anywhere in Victoria. He can't go to any shop. Nobody will serve him in Melbourne. He went out to regional Victoria to go to restaurants, have lunch with friends at a hotel. The hotel manager came out, saw him, and said, "No, I won't serve you. Get out of the hotel." He gets thrown out of everywhere. He went and bought land in northern Victoria, had a builder come around to give him a quote on building a house. The builder saw who he was and said, "No, I won't build your house. And I'm putting out a call for all builders within a 200-mile radius not to come and build your house." He can't get service anyway. He might have made millions of dollars out of the scamdemic, but he's got no friends. He can't go anywhere. He can't go out to dinner. No supermarkets will serve him food. No restaurants will serve him food. No gas stations will give him petrol. This is what we need to do. You've got to withdraw support from your politicians. Every shop has a sign in there, mostly, "We reserve the right to refuse service." Well, refuse service to these politicians. Don't sell them any gasoline. Don't let them come to your restaurants. Don't let them shop at your supermarkets. Don't let them just be involved in any of your businesses at all. If you're someone out there who works for government, you might be a secretary who works in the political system, quit your job. Go and get a job doing something else, or be a secretary for someone else. If you're a contractor working for government, refuse to go and honour any of their contracts. Withdraw support from the politicians, every single one of them, because we are in an abusive relationship with these people. They no longer support you. They no longer give the people any service at all. So we need to withdraw service from them. If this can become a trend around the world, and all people can see that every problem that we have is legislated to be there, and we have to refuse to support these people because they're not serving us, they're a criminal class, and we have to stop supporting them. If this could actually take off around the world, I think we'd see some real change.
When you say that those people that should that do not serve us, from the Croatia's point of view, our government is totally pro Brussels, pro EU, pro Fourth Industrial Revolution, pro WEF. We are all in as a political class in Croatia, and many people nowadays see the European Union not so being great as they maybe had that union in mind in some earlier years or some years before. But still, we feel like we did see some things. We feel like we're locked up here because all these, let's say, sanctions towards Russia. It's not even important. Are you on the side of Russia, Ukraine, or neutral? But everything that European Union does is actually, we say in Croatia, they shoot in their own legs with those sanctions. Let's say this: Trump is not financing the war, but he's selling European countries the weapons that we will provide Ukraine with. Everything this union does, it's like auto destruction, and we are just waiting for that point where there really is no way back. Because everyone that sees a little bit through the European Union can see that is only ideological. Yeah, I call it monster. That has nothing to do with his with that origins from the 1950s. That used to be this just like after World War II, we're going to build up, we're gonna be together, blah blah blah. Today, 99%, if not 100%, of the laws of Croatia are being written in Brussels, and our government is saying that's modern sovereignty. No, it's not. We are in this abusive relationship, as you said, and but many people still are in that. Well, but it's still European Union, our political caste. They're all in there. You cannot find one parliament member that, like Nigel Farage, just for example, that is talking against the European Union. They still hold the European values. I mean, maybe those values worth something before, but today's those values are, in my opinion, not that much, not that good, actually. What's your thought on European Union and this, like, we're going to buy the weapons from the US and send it to Ukraine. We're going to put sanctions that are actually sanctions towards European countries. What is your what are your thoughts on the EU at this moment?
Well, the European Union was designed to dilute national pride to destroy Europe. The founder of the European Union was a man called Richard Coldenhove Kalergi. Have you ever heard of the Kalergi Plan? This was a
Oh,
plan.
yeah.
It was a book that was written by Richard Coldenhove Kalergi in 1925 called Practical Idealism. And it talks about the need to form the European Union because the only way to break down European society is to put it all under one umbrella and then to dilute it by bringing in migrants. And he basically talks about the genocide of the people of Europe via mass migration. This is back in 1925. And this is who founded the European Union. You know, that should be a sign for people. As it, like your government that is doing this, they're not working for Croatia. They're working for Brussels. They're working for the European Union. They're working for the plan, the Kalergi plan. They're working for Israel. All of these people are doing this. So, like I said, you've got to realize that your government is not serving the people of Croatia anymore. The Serbian government isn't serving them. The German government isn't serving them. The French government isn't serving them. None of the governments of the Europe that are in the European Union are serving the people anymore. They're all working towards the same agenda, which is to dilute the people of their country via mass migration so that there is no national pride, there is no national heritage. Very hard to rally the people to stand up against their government if you've got people from 15 different countries in there that have never come in by proper means or been assimilated into the culture or any of that sort of stuff. It's a way of destroying the European culture. That's what it's all about. So any government that is supporting this, that's what I mean. They're not serving you. And so how do you deal with that? You know, you can't stand up and call abusive office and try to dismiss them or anything like that. They'll tie you up in legal red tape. So what you do is you withdraw service from the politicians, withdraw service from anyone who is working for the politicians. You know, we're going to withdraw service. And if you're going to remain as secretary to the president, well, we're withdrawing service from you too. You can't shop at our store either. Now, if enough people would do this and support their own local communities, get back in touch with the communal spirit that Croatia's got. I mean, and you could do it here. I mean, you saw that Thomas concert the other day, which was a lot of that was about national pride and patriotism. You had 500,000 people there, like the biggest concert in history. This is a population of like 3.9 million people. You've got 500,000 people went to that concert. That's phenomenal. It shows that there is actually a lot of people who care about the nationalism of Croatia and they care about their country. And you've got a small enough population here that you could actually probably pull this off and set an example for the rest of Europe. We're
If I may,
withdrawing service from our politicians.
if I may about the concert, I had my critics on the whole story, let's say behind the curtain. I realized that, let's say, the left politics have oppressed even my right to say loudly, I'm a Croatian, like I'm a Croat, in last 5, 6, 7 years. But
No,
this
you're a
bit,
European,
oh yeah, of course.
yeah.
But this buildup that lasted for years by demonizing that singer Thompson, that's his name. I have my not doubts about the people that came to the concert. They obviously felt some kind of rebellion, some kind of a pride. That no question about it. But that man shook Andrei Plenković's hand the night before the concert. Andrei Plenković is a synonym for the everything EU-based in Croatia. He's a synonym for how to say that? How to say when you like trick your people and only bow down to the European Union? The political class is not upset with this concert, and that's mind-boggling because I know that this Croatian government that is today was in the was the same in the COVID period. That those people have harassed us. They made those stupid measures, vaccinations, everything. And the same people are like applauding to his songs now. And I put it in a context, not that we lack of our Croatian pride. I'm a proud Croat. But this whole militarization of whole Europe, not only Europe, but Europe especially, because Russia is not so far away from here, Russia, Ukraine, and everything. We have rearmed the EU. And I put to it like this: it's really nice to see so many Croatian flags after we have been silent for many years. But I'm afraid that this Croatian pride that has shown in a way in that concert will not be misused. Because the people that applaud those that singer applaud everything, even the Minister of Defense, current Minister of Defense, said after the concert, one day after the concert, this is the break, something like this. It's a breaking point for Croatia. Nothing will be the same. We're gonna change the consciousness of Croatia. And I'm really 100. I personally, am 100% sure. No, that's not a patriotic thing. Like those that have really harassed us during the Corona years have now flipped overnight, and now they're big Croats. That's why I have not nothing, nothing, and that's part of the Croatian people are having really difficulties to figuring out what I'm saying. I'm not telling anything about the Croats that, let's say, have gone to that concert, waved our flags, sang those songs, everything good. I have a problem with that. Many people from those, you said 500,000 people, they were nowhere near even the singer that is really symbolic for many Croatians. He was nowhere near when the corona hit. Actually, he wanted the COVID passport at his concert in 2021. That's why I have some. It's a complex, really story. It's not black and white. Actually, it's nowhere
No,
near black or white. But there are many, I believe, side shows or side
absolutely.
plays that have been playing along this. I'm just afraid, as a Croat, as a proud Croat, I'm just afraid not that Croatian pride not to be misused, not to be how do synonym for misusing for a wrong direction for maybe okay now let's buckle up and let's go to war against Russia. That's what I'm afraid of. I have nothing against
Absolutely, and
inclo
you should be. And it will be misused, of course, because the politicians want it to happen. And like you say, the guy was pushing all the COVID shit and all that sort of stuff. So it's kind of like setting the government up as the friend of the people. See, we're allowing this and we're looking at it's like Donald Trump. They're using the same sort of strategy on the Croatian people. But what I'm saying is, with all that, you still had 500,000 people there. that wanted to stand up for Croatia. Many of the people in the crowd wanted to stand up for Croatia. If you can get to these people and see, let them see that the next step from here is to remove support from the politicians, remove support from anybody who supported COVID, remove su support from anybody who's still supporting the government once you put this initiative out there. I mean, the fact that you had that many people at that concert shows that there is a lot of people in Croatia who want change and who feel strong about their national pride. And you could harness that. You can harness that because this is a small enough country to do it. Of course, the government's going to try to hijack that national pride, lead you into war, lead you into more loss of rights, lead you further into the EU, lead you to support Ukraine or whatever it is, go fight with Serbia or whatever they can do to depopulate more people, But it shows that there is a huge level of national pride in Croatia. I mean, you've got a quarter of the population there to stand up for their national heritage. That's a pretty big thing, and that can be harnessed if you can put the right idea into the minds of the people. I don't think hardly any of the people there actually trusted their government or do trust their government, and that's a good thing. Whether they're being led by Thompson or Thompson, whether they're being led by him and the government, to where they want them to go. You've got to recognize that and not go along with that and realize that you're in this abusive relationship and you've got to withdraw service. If people withdraw service from the politicians and from anybody who supports the politicians, and all you police officers who are still supporting the politicians, we're going to remove service from you as well. Well, it's not going to serve you. We're not going to serve you gasoline. We're not going to serve you food. You can't shop at our supermarkets. We're not going to rent your houses. We're not going to do work for you. We're not going to contract for you. We're not going to be your secretaries. We're not going to be your lunch waiters. We're not going to be your servants. That would be a huge thing. If these people suddenly can't go and buy anything anywhere or be involved in their society at all, this is a way to get rid of these people, and it's a way to empower the people on the ground. I just think it's something that could be harnessed because really that's the only way I can see out of this mess. I can't see any type of revolution happening or anything like that. Although the whole of Europe and UK and Australia, I mean, Ireland, Scotland, these countries are virtually on the verge of a worldwide revolution. But what's that going to do? And they got more weapons than we do. It's going to help them bring in their police state. So everybody's been influenced by Iranian propaganda or some bullshit that they'll cook up,
Order from chaos. Is that
Yeah,
right?
that's what they want. They want that chaos. So we've got to be responsible about this and do something like withdraw service from these people. I mean, like what's happened to Dan Andrews? He's having a nightmare of a life in Australia, and that's just one politician. Imagine if we did this for all the politicians. Anybody who's legislated this, anybody who's supported this. And it's something that's within legal means for us to do, even under their law. It's non-violent. We're simply everybody has the right to refuse service of their business. And if you're a contractor, you have the right to say no to a contract. So, that would be a good thing to do, I think. And that would literally start the ball rolling. And I'm sure there'd be other ideas that develop from there. But if these politicians can't go out, can't walk into a restaurant, can't even be seen in public without people abusing them, well, they're going to leave pretty quickly.
But I have to add up on the Croatia situation. We have a I'll say foreign workers or migrant crisis. Being a country of less than 4 million people, some number of they say officially about 200,000 people at this moment. That is huge amount of people compared to the total population of Croatia. We recently switched from our kuna to euro. We don't have no, let's say, northern borders because European Union. But from the other side, we have migrants pouring in from the Schengen border. What I want to say, I'm really sorry to say this, but our people, if we put aside the concert that we mentioned, are very passive. I don't recall anything except the concert that was now a month and a half ago. I cannot recall any call to action from our people to these great problems or situations that we are already in them. Nothing against pride. In contraire, I really am myself a proud Croat. I'm just afraid that this whole a rebellion, rebellious, like I'm going to show you because you have pushed me around so much. I'm just afraid that all this energy would not be sucked only into, let's say, this concert or the football game, because Croatians, me, myself, mostly are fanatic about football and our Croatian squad, even though they also were like mannequins for the shots and everything. But I'm saying about Croatian heads, and I'm worried then. Many things are happening. Food, air is filthy. Water, migrants, EU, all these policies, and people are actually nowhere. I'm going to tell you one small bit from my not so long ago experience. I talk about all these topics that we are talking about for the last 4 years on this channel, and I only used one critique from that concert, just that energy will not be misused or misguided. And people that I know share a same goal as I do really hit me hard. And I didn't say, oh, you're stupid because you went there. No, but some of the details from the concert, they had drone show, it had application, and it was no cash. Those things ring something in this.
Yeah,
We
see.
are within fourth industrial revolution. And when I just wanted politely to say to people that maybe some bigger games are maybe behind everything, there were really some harsh words, even threats, shot at me because, oh, you're anti-Croatian. It's ludicrous because for the last 4 years, I'm trying to bring as much as I can all of the problems we're facing, from geoengineering, for chemtrails, from a migrant crisis, from the Kalergi plan, for the all those fake, in my opinion, fake saviors. And just once I throw a dart, let's say metaphorically, in this concert, and it was wow. It was like I'm the enemy number one. And not telling you this that I don't believe in our people, no, but I'm afraid that they fell from one hole to another easier than I
Well,
would,
yeah, I mean,
especially after 2020, especially after what we lived all through. And now today, some even of the people that were against all these COVID things that were happening were like, why are you talking still about it? This was 4 years ago. I mean, no, it's still we still see the consequences today. We see the new things rolling up in the same manner. It's not over. But many people have just like, shoo, don't talk about it. And to me, crime of that magnitude should never be forgotten. But many,
Exactly.
unfortunately,
And
forgot.
this concert as well would have served as a good pressure relief valve for all that. And I totally get what you're saying, and I totally agree with what you're saying. I didn't know about the cashless part either. That's interesting. But what I'm saying is there's still it still demonstrates that there is a large number of people that have national pride. And but a lot of them don't know what to do except go to a concert like this and wave their fists and go to a rally and wave their fists and shout their slogans and hold their banners and then go home and think, wow, we did something today. No, you didn't. It's still going in the same direction. That's what I'm saying. But it shows you've got a lot of national pride in the country. And if you could spread this message of withdrawing service from these people, I think it could take off because you've got a small enough population to do it. And you've sh been shown by that audience in that concert, there's enough people who want change, even if they're being led down the rabbit hole and they're not thinking clearly and they're not seeing the bigger picture. They still want something that they can do. And the fact that they're all passive and no one will really stand up because they're scared of revolution and violence, well, this is a non-violent way to move it forward. It's something that everybody can do. And it doesn't take strength or courage or anything like that. It just takes you saying, no, I don't support what you're doing. I consider you a criminal, and so I'm not going to grant you any service. Go to a different store. I mean, if enough people can do this and this takes off as something, just, I mean, like I said, you've got to understand they're not serving you. So why are you serving them? A lot of people still, they don't like the politicians, but if one of them comes into their restaurant or something, they treat them like a celebrity. And then as soon as they leave, they'll say, oh, that guy, I don't like him. I don't like his party, blah, blah. But they're all so pleased that the politician came to their store. No, don't serve these people. Don't let them have any service in any hospitality industries or any type of industries. Just don't serve them anymore. That's something that even the most passive, wimpy, scared, frightened, frail little person can do, you know, and it's perfectly within their legal right. They're not breaking any laws or they're not rocking any boats or anything like that. They're just refusing to serve criminals. And that's what they are. They're criminals. Exhibit A, the Earth. Exhibit A, the European Union. Exhibit A, the world. Look at this place. Look what they've done. You know, all legislated to happen. So it's, you know, I'm just using that concert as an example to show that you do have a lot of people in this country, a huge percentage of people who do feel national pride, even if they're being misled and misguided. They're trying to harness that and lead them where they want to go. Sure they are. But we can harness that as well. It has demonstrated there is enough people in this country. If you've got all of those, you've got a quarter of this population to start refusing service, it's soon going to ripple out and go to more and more people. Even if you get a few thousand people doing it to start with, it's going to ripple out. You've got that national pride here, and you've got a small enough population to actually pull it off. And then you might find that Slovenia says, shit, we're going to do this as well. And then Austria says, yeah, look what they just did there. Let's do this. It's something everybody can do against this criminal class without being violent, without having to be brave, without breaking any laws. So it's just, and like I said, once if people start doing this, maybe it will inspire other action. I'm sure there's minds out there that are greater than mine that can think up things that are very, very good and will work once we get this ball rolling. We just got to find a way of getting it rolling. Because even trying to address all this stuff, we've been trying to do it within the legal system. You know, hold them to account, take them to court, charge them with this, charge them with treason. What can we actually do on the ground in our own lives without even acknowledging their legal system? Withdraw service. Just an idea.
But how let's switch it up a bit, but it's all connected actually. How to resist or how to re-educate, because they are, I believe, wrongly educated
Oh,
people
yeah.
I like to call it like Klaus Schwab calls it, fourth industrial revolution. For example, children today are using cell phones from the, I don't know, age of 3, 4, 5, mostly because their parents use it as well. Those techniques with ChatGPT, with AI, with all that industrial revolution, as I call it, it already made a giant, in my opinion, of course, impact on the whole new generation. I'm 30, almost 8 years old. I'm not that important, let's say, towards those that are trying to groom the new generation for the new world, because the elites now are saying like school system is broken. Yeah, I don't think it's actually broken. It did its part for the last 100 years. And now, because of the whole revolution, they need a new type of school. I don't think they realized, oh, we created slaves that are always bowing to authorities. No, they're just like, that was a school for the old time. Now we need a school for the new time. And why do I ask this? I remember that former KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov. I listened, if you know that that interview of his from 1985 or something. He talked about subversion of the Western society throughout, like that from within, actually. And he said, even if at this moment everything switches toward all the bad seeds are left behind, are we would need 20, 30 years of like easily going. What's your opinion on those many subversions in many ways? Because most of the people are catching up to the conventional wars, Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, but many don't see all of these hybrid wars that are upon us, that are against us, and are happening in real time, maybe even at this time we're speaking. What's your opinion on how to change focus, if that's even possible, to the not majority, but to a larger amount of people to see how many really, really dangerous hybrid wars, psychological wars, are against us, are upon us. How to
Well,
make people see it?
It's a really difficult one to overcome, like you say. I mean, people are so hooked on technology. I said back in 2015 that our relationship with the internet is going to change in 2025. AI is going to come online in 2025, and I warned about all this stuff that's happening now. And this is something that's happening under the surface. This is another reason why I like to keep you distracted with wars and keep you distracted with, climate change and, financial stress and immigrants and all sorts of stuff. We've got so many issues to deal with. But underneath it all is this technocratic system being rolled out, robot dogs, mass surveillance. This is happening whenever you fly internationally now. Like when I flew to Croatia from the United States, it was all biometric scanning, only on international flights. But this is the way they're bringing it in everywhere. They're saying now in UK supermarkets, you're going to need to show ID to get into supermarkets. That'll soon turn into biometrics. You're going to need a biometric register. So, they're shifting everything online, getting real dependent. So we can't even operate our lives if we don't have an internet connection. And then you're going to need biometrics in order to log online, which is where all your finances will be and all your identity and all your life and your job and all this sort of stuff. All they've got to do is switch you off and cancel you, and you can't go online. Then you're going to lose access to basically everything. This is what's going on underneath the surface.
You hear something just... Evo, kao što vidite, puklo je nešto, ali sad čekam da možda se Max iznova uključi.
That was crazy, huh?
Here we are. Something broke.
That was crazy, huh? So as soon as you start talking about the problems with the internet, my internet connection dropped off. Isn't that
Oh.
interesting how that works?
Okay.
But
So
so I did a show in 2015 called "Giving Life to Lucifer," which I basically said in that show that the internet is the Lucifer system. Now, I'm not a religious person, but Lucifer, like Lucifer is the bearer of light or the bringer of light. What is light? Light is information. What gives us more information than anything? The internet. What does the word Lucifer break down to? Lucas, light, cipher, code, the code that bears the light. And we're looking into the black mirrors all the time, the scrying mirrors, the magic mirrors that tell you all you need to know about the future and the past. A scrying mirror, that's what they're reported to be, which are the cell phones and computer screens and all this sort of stuff. And if you look at the mythology, it talks about the human race giving their souls to Lucifer, and then Lucifer takes everything from them. Well, that's what's happening with the internet. We're putting all of our existence online into this computer system, and it can take everything from us at a flick of a switch if we say the wrong thing or we protest the wrong thing. You'll have a see. I mean, I guarantee everybody who went to that Thompson concert were probably biometrically scanned as they went in. That wouldn't surprise me if
They
they were set
said
up.
they counted them with the drones. That was said. The police
Well,
counted the people.
the drones have got facial recognition and biometrics all over. So all of those, so they know who all the people who are against the government are now. It's like that rally when Trump said we need to march down Pennsylvania Avenue and all that insurrection that they set up in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. There were big biometric cameras up there doing facial recognition on the entire crowd, so they knew who they all were.
I
So,
watched
and
it
this is
live,
what's rolling out.
actually. I watched it live, actually,
Yeah, so,
from Croatia, that January
and
sixth,
I warned like a month before that happened, or 2 months before that happened, I said all they need to do is stage some sort of an interaction event, have a march on Government House or something, and it's going to work for them. They're going to be able to outlaw or vilify the entire truth movement, the entire freedom movement, as being insurrectionists and domestic terrorists, which is exactly what they did. Like 2 months later, I warned everybody about it. I mentioned it on a show. And then, of course, Trump said he was going to show up. He didn't even go. It was just incredible, and he
No,
hasn't released any of those.
he held a speech behind that plexiglass. But after that, before the march started, he went back to the White House. That was the and from the White House, he said no violence, blah 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 blah. But you said some interesting things about the Lucifer, the word game, let's say, in London or now in UK. Bedfordshire, I believe the place is called. Its police is using the Palantir program that is named Nectar for, let's say, just bringing up all the information from the social media, from the dating sites, from everything about you to create your digital ID. And the two things that are really, really mind-boggling. First, word Palantir is that crystal ball that can see throughout the Lord of the Rings realm. That's the first thing. The second thing, in Greek mythology, nectar was the a drink of the gods. Juice, what gods drank. And if you see that those informations are actually nectar to the today gods, it's mind-boggling how they even use that terminology about the wording that are using Palantir, crystal ball, nectar, as if those are our informations that are feeding them. It's really wow. It's really,
It's well,
I don't.
data is one of the most valuable things on Earth today. This is what they just did with Doge, with Elon Musk going into the government and cleaning the government up, cleaning up spending, eliminated all of these government departments and replaced them all with AI, and data mined the whole place, and then suddenly had a fallout with Trump and left, you know, and with Doge as well. I mean, if there was all this money being siphoned off and all this corruption in all these companies, and you closed them all and replaced it all with AI, well, where's all the arrests of all these people who stole all this money? Like, has there been any investigation into any of this? It's kind of like the Trump shooting, isn't it? You know, no investigation, doesn't matter, just forget about it, you know. It's a joke. All that was about data mining and moving it all over into AI. And this is really dangerous. And this is what is rolling out beneath the surface. I mean, this is why we've got to get back in touch with our community, get back in touch with our life skills. You know, I don't think any kid should be allowed to own a cell phone before they're like 12 years old. It's ridiculous that people are just putting this into the minds of their children. It's unbelievable. And people are getting like they're addicted to dopamine, and they're making the world around us more and more bland, destroying all the beautiful buildings, putting up square boxes. Even the Cracker Barrel logo in the United States had a guy
I
leaning
know,
on a
I know,
barrel,
I know the
a little bit
case.
of humanity to it. Now it's just this bland thing, you know. Remove all the beauty. So make the virtual world far more attractive than this world and lead people into that. And you can be anything you want in the virtual world. It doesn't matter if you're a man, you can be a woman. No matter if you're a woman, you can be a man. You can be a dog or a cat if you want to, you know. And another thing they're doing with that as well is if you look at the legal systems in all of our countries, all of the laws are designed to support men and women. If you're claiming you're not a man or a woman, you're transgender, well, what are you? You're not bound by the legal system. You have no rights anymore. Because you've forfeited that right by claiming you're not a man or a woman anymore. You're something else, you know? So there's a lot to this. And if they can get kids to give up their manhood or womanhood and believe that they're trans, whatever, you know, and there's no such thing as trans. You can't be transgender. You cannot turn into the other gender. No matter what you do, for a man to become a woman, you'd virtually have to take his brain out of his head and put it into a woman's head. That's the only way, because you can't replace the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the everything, the organs, the chromosome system. I mean, all of it. You cannot transition from one gender to the other. This is a huge fraud. I mean, the other
Can I
day
ask
there was
you?
a kid who might have been,
Sorry,
there was a kid
just
might have been in
continue.
the UK who was a bus driver. Transgender bus driver, this guy who thought he was a woman, and he got misgendered so many times that he came off the bus and threw himself in front of a train and killed himself. And the media is blaming, and the government is blaming the people. People need to be more tolerant and more supportive of these transgender people. I don't blame the people. I blame the government for supporting this man's delusion and making him believe by simply putting on makeup he's going to turn into a woman. And when the rest of the world wouldn't go along with his delusion, he killed himself. That isn't the fault of the people. That's the fault of the government and the media that are normalizing this delusion, you know?
I wanted to ask you. I often say during my live streams or etc. On this whole AI, Stargate, digitalization, Trump, everything. I like to make fun of, let's say, of Trump being a best Schwab student, but let's say behind the curtain, because in front he's like against WEF, even though he was there multiple times, shook hands with Schwab and etc. And other things, when people discussed during the pandemic digital ID, many people were really upset. No way, it's a total control dystopia, blah blah blah. And now when Trump introduced patriotic ID, which is actually digital ID, but many MAGA fans or the Republican-oriented US citizens were like, no, that's great, because they really fell into the wording, like Patriot Act after 9-11.
Yeah.
Those things really, really, how to say, confuse people, because they're up for something that they weren't up for yesterday, only because it has George Carlin, which you mentioned, really talked so much about soft language, about euphemisms. And I really believe those are still very powerful, because many people said, yeah, patriotic ID. No, it's the Palantir held database of your digital ID. That is exactly what
exactly.
Yuval Harari, that is coming to Zagreb next month, or in 2 months, and Schwab we're talking about. But no, that cannot be so.
But if it's the Democrats doing it, you know, but it's the other side. If it's Trump doing it, then it's all good.
Yeah.
And this is the reason that they let all these migrants in to begin with. You know, I mean, Biden was just playing his role, and Trump's just playing
of
his
course.
Role. Problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That's what they do. So they had to bring all the migrants in. So now Trump can say, well, you know, the only way to get these migrants out, to get all these illegal immigrants out, is to identify them. So we need to give everyone a real ID. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, everyone's just cheering it on. Everything he's done, the police state, the weaponizing of the National Guard, you know, going to war with Venezuela, everyone's cheering it on. It's incredible. And if it was the other side, they've been taught that there's a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and the Democrats are just these warmongers who want to destroy the country. Trump's just come in, he's just writing executive order after executive order, which doesn't go through congressional approval or any of that shit. It's just, it's like a dictatorship, you know?
Or Caesar.
And so it's
Caesar.
Insane. It's insane, you know?
Exactly,
yeah, but, you know. So yeah, he's doing in he's supporting the WEF agenda completely. I mean, we don't need the World Health Organization there as the overreaching power, or the WEF anymore, because our governments can put all those things in place and say they're doing it to protect you from the WEF, and the people will just buy along with it if they have the right cult of personality up there. And Trump was the Trump card. No one else could pull this off. You know, no one else could have done what he's done in the last 8 months or 9 months.
Yeah, he's perfect fit for that role. What do you think about his partner in crime, Robert Kennedy Jr.? I mean,
look, yeah,
from the standpoint of somebody who really, at least verbally, was against everything that was happening from the 2020 to 2022. Many of us, I will not exclude myself, were like, okay, he's some kind in with us in this story. And then I listened to the 7-hour Senate when he introduced himself before he got appointed as a health secretary. I listened to 7 hours. He mentioned he's pro-vax, he's pro-CDC schedule. And when I told that to people, it was like, no, he had to buy himself in. I mean, they say it's all in control, but now they say they it's okay. But now he says...
Yeah, 4D chess.
Or 5 or 6D. But he said another thing. In 4 years, I suppose, and that's almost 2030, Kennedy said, he envisions that every American will wear some of those smart thingies only to send in real time their health information, their every... I mean, that's not the savior kind of thing. Yeah.
And now they're going to give you an mRNA vaccine, which they can just program to create any type of antibody they want, and it's going to cure you from everything. It's insane, you know? I mean, they're all part of the club. They've got to go in and they've got to say all this stuff for years and years so that the people out there think there's someone on their side. Otherwise, it'll be revolution. People just get too frustrated. And, you know, you've got to have someone in there, like Pauline Hanson in Australia, saying all the right things. You know, it's the same as Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage says all the right things. I guarantee if he's elected in England, He'll do exactly the same thing as Keir Starmer's done,
Yeah.
exactly the same thing as Boris Johnson did. They all say the right things. Trump said all the right things until he got in there, and now he's totally supporting everything while saying that he's not. He's very good at that. But it's one big club. It's like George Carlin said, it's one big club, and
And
you're
you're
not
not
in it.
in it.
And if you're
Yeah.
not in the big club, you never get elected to a position of power to begin with. So, I mean, it's all contrived, and it's all leading towards the same agenda. This is why people have got to understand there is no remedy in the political system. We've got to withdraw service of these people. They all work together. All these things are pressure relief valves for people. We know, Nigel Farage is in there and he's batting for us, and Pauline Hanson's batting for us, and RFK Jr.'s in there batting for us, and Trump is the underdog, and trust the plan, Q was right, all this sort of stuff. Look at all the stuff Trump's doing. He's coming through on all his promises. No, he's not. It's insane. So people have got to stop trusting in this political system altogether. It's theater. It's theater for the masses. And like I said, they're keeping you all tied up and arguing over the left-right paradigm of all this sort of stuff. Meanwhile, this smart grid is rolling out beneath the surface with everything. Soon it's not going to matter. Soon you won't even have government. You'll have AI dictating the decisions. You'll have social credit points and carbon credit points. If you've made too many posts on Facebook or post too many videos like this, you'll be down on social credit points, which means you'll need to go to a re-education facility so that you can be re-educated in ways of society now in order to get your biometrics allowed back online even. And
Yeah,
all this
nice.
is going to happen really, really quickly. Like even Bill Gates said that by 2028, if you don't have a digital ID, you're going to be locked out of society by 2028. That's what he said just a few weeks ago.
It's really interesting.
This is the stuff that's happening with people, and they've got to see it, and they've got to see that if we don't turn this around soon, then there's going to be no way out. You're going to have society split, and it's going to be like the Hunger Games. Either you're part of the system, or you're living like they were in 1984 or Brave New World, So, yeah.
It's really interesting, as you said earlier in our conversation. It's in some way it's almost fun to watch this circus in front of you. If you see through some of the things, I'm not playing like I see everything. No, far from that. But some of the things that are happening like that, you also mentioned many times, and I also say that many times on this channel. Left wing, right wing are just two wings of the same bird. That's how I put it. Because the head of the bird, we don't see that head, and that head leads towards the same path with some of the right policies, maybe some of the left policies that you said that are cosmetical. Actually, that are minor, but those can spur the ideological thing. Oh yeah, we are now in command, and everything under the surface is really, really happening, as you said, and I really believe it myself. Really, really fast, and the world. We began our conversation with the comparison of 2020 and now 2025. It's really mind-boggling how quickly the whole world changed. And you said that we have to go back to the communities to I believe that one of the main major but hidden parts of the whole pandemic was to destroy communities, was to keep us apart, get into the families, because you had many families, including my own, where people from my family told me, you're a nut job, you should go get it, you should. It's like World War in every house. That's my answer when somebody says, "Is the World War III starting, or has it already started?" I said, "Yeah, from the time that we in our household are against each other because of the politics, because of the World Wrestling entertainment show we have in front of us, because many are still falling in the left-right paradigm. They don't see it as a uni party. They don't see it as one giant, let's go back to Carlin, one giant club that we mostly are not part of it. And they're playing their game,
Exactly.
and we are watching them. But I don't know. I had some. I'm not a pessimistic guy, but I really had some. I believed more in human consciousness, perhaps, or awareness of the things that are happening or happened in these last 5 years, that we're going to be more, how to say, critical, more skeptical. Mostly, I see people from my point of view that are okay. They got one thing, but they fall for another. They fall. I really believe that they are playing mostly with the people that got the pandemic story right, and that now those people are in the focus of the game makers because they want to continue to like set us apart to how to say just like when you grain how to say it when you have something cohesion but then it just falls apart. They want that with the people that maybe got through pandemic but with all these other things because for example many people in Croatia fell for Donald Trump. Even though those people have got the, oh, Fauci, oh, Bill, oh, vaccine, oh, but Trump is here. He's going to save us. He's something
Well, they
else.
really
He.
set that up to happen. They really set that up to happen with the raid on his house and the assassination attempt and the fact that he lost the election, stolen from him. Trump's been the main focus of most of the world since 2016. All through the Biden administration, the main focus was Trump. So they set that all up to happen. So it's not surprising a lot of people fell for it. And again, people don't want self-responsibility. They really need to believe that there's someone in there batting for them. Because they don't know what they can do on the ground themselves. And that terrifies a lot of people. And even if they did have an idea of what to do, they're terrified of standing up and exerting any personal power. Because men have been emasculated over the last 50, 60 years. I mean, we've been taught that toxic males, and like 50, like 100 years ago, there's no way the governments of the world would have got away with this because the men would have stood up and kicked them out of the building. But everybody's wimpified now and pacified, and it's been done chemically, done through estrogen. Like even the vinyl, the paint on your walls puts out estrogen gas, all this stuff to demasculinize men. And women have been taught to hate men. Men have been taught to hate themselves. White races have been told to blame themselves for all the problems of the world. All this sort of stuff's gone on in people's minds. So they really need to believe there's somewhere in there that's on their side. Which is such a shock for them. So when JFK gets in there and suddenly backflips on everything he said for the last 30 years ago, oh, he's playing 5D chess. He's got to say this in order to get elected. But once he's in there, he's going to be on our side. That's what that poster of the wolf standing up in front of the sheep on the podium and saying, if elected, I'll become vegetarian. It's ridiculous. It's
And
just
even
ridiculous. So people don't believe in themselves. That's why I'm saying you've got to find a way of starting this on the from the ground up, something everybody can do, which is why I've been suggesting that we start withdrawing service from these people. Because that will empower them on some small level, where they actually think, well, I actually can make a difference here. And then communities are going to come together and say, hey, this is a pretty good idea, and people are going to start talking and maybe something good will come of it,
If you want to open just for the last, let's say, topic, but we don't have to go along for it. We talked about the Western, let's say, countries, European Union, Croatia, USA, Australia. What about, I mean, I believe you think the same, but what is your opinion on, let's say, Russia, China, BRICS? Because it's also like this Trump versus Democrats or something, people also tend to believe, okay, if you're not for the EU, then you
I
must be
think
for
it. I
BRICS.
think it's all the same thing, brother. I think it's all the same thing. I mean, BRICS is just a new financial system. It's still the same sort of thing. Russia, they put in all the jabs, they put in all the COVID guidelines, all this sort of stuff. Digital
CBDC.
IDs all coming from Russia. You've got to have a boogeyman. You've got to do this. Like I said, it's one world criminal cabal. Even Iran, the Iranian government. Come on, all this contrived war and all this bullshit that's going on with Iran and Israel. They're doing the same thing, digital IDs, COVID jabs, all that shit in Iran. It's the same thing. It's just putting the people off against each other, putting the Christians against the Arabs, because the criminals that run Israel that are pretending to be Jews, which is a word that was just invented in the 1600s by King James. None of this stuff is legitimate. And these people have been saying in the Kaluga plan and in all their other stuff that they've done. They need to put the Christians and the Muslims against each other so they'll kill each other off. They want the Americans, the East and West, and the Russians and the Chinese. Everybody just kill as many of each of you as off as you can so we don't have to do it. They want to depopulate the world of all non-Jews and merge all the other races together. And they need an enemy. America can't function without an enemy. They need Russia. I mean, last time Trump was in office, he made all this friendship with Putin, and they were great friends, and there was never going to be any war and all this sort of stuff. And then over the last 5 or 10 years, it's turned into what it is now. It's ridiculous. It's like in 1984, when you got those three, you got Oceania and Asia Communista, and these three countries that are always fighting, and one of them is always changing side. But when then the media tells you, "Oh no, they've always been on our side." Yeah, it's just propaganda. It's theater for the masses to keep you believing that there's forces out there that are against this, and it's not all going in the same direction. You know, they want to bring in whatever system's going to work for them. BRICS will work fine. China is doing great with facial recognition and surveillance, actually leading the way with digital ID and all this sort of stuff in China. You know, and many politicians in the United States have said how much they respect the Chinese system. Justin Trudeau said how much he respects the Chinese system. I think so did Boris
He
Johnson. So,
admires. Trudeau said he admires.
it's
He
all the same
admires.
thing. All leading towards the same direction, but they need to make you believe that there's different factions out there that are not doing this. Even a lot of Western people are saying they want to move to Russia, you know. And sure, Russia's probably better than America. It would be physically, because America is deteriorating rapidly. But ultimately, it's all moving in the same direction. There are no enemies. There are no winners in war. There are. It's all everybody loses, you know. And I said in my first film in 2008. World War III has already started. World War III is a war that is being waged against the people of the world by the governments of the world. It's a soft kill operation, quiet weapons, you know, silent weapons for quiet wars, or quiet weapons for silent wars, whatever that paper was that came out. That's how they're doing it, you know. And we're all being led into this digital transhumanist reality where people won't even notice what is happening in their own surroundings soon. You know, like with all the chemtrails, even the crops here in the farm where I'm staying, the produce, the yield is down this year. All the chem Croatia's like there's more, so many chemtrails here in Croatia, one of the most heavily sprayed parts of Europe. So it's all going in the same direction, brother. I don't believe in Russia or China or any of it. I don't believe in governments at all. I think it's a criminal class, and they're all involved. Anybody who's in the United Nations, anybody who's in BRICS, anybody who's in the UN, it's all one big club. And Putin was a young global leader with the WEF. So, you know, that should tell people something, you know.
For the last question, which is maybe complex, really the last one, if you have the time, just one more.
Sure.
I heard your latest video on BitChute when you talked about Israel, Gaza, Trump's ideas with the Gaza genocide that is happening there, etc. And for the most part, and you will get why I say most part. I'm almost with everything you said. I'm all for everything you said. Sorry, my English can get sometimes,
That's
but
okay.
I have one question. I saw Angelina Jolie. I saw Greta Thunberg. I saw our singer, not Thompson, but Severina, that are Palestine with waving flags. They're going to blah, blah, blah. And I know that those mentioned, especially our singer, Severina, she's everywhere where the agenda is now, okay, now you go. And now it's mind-boggling because from the I've always been a critic from the Rothschild country of State of Israel, Balfour Declaration, Bibi Netanyahu talking about all the lies from the mid-90s. But I'm trying to grasp why is now Angelina Jolie, Greta Thunberg, and many others like so pro-Palestinian. What do you think is behind? I know it's not genuine. But
Well,
what do you think that can be?
with Greta Thunberg, I think she's a useful puppet. She's a useful fool. Her parents are heavily involved in WEF and all Antifa and all sorts of stuff. And I think she was just programmed into this. I mean, I think she genuinely believes that climate change is a problem. And she probably genuinely wants to stand up for the Palestinian people. I mean, when you see her giving public speeches and stuff, she's not real intelligent. I mean, and I think she's young enough and she's gullible enough to be kind of led into anything. But I actually think she has a genuine feeling for the Palestinian people and wants to help. Doing all these flotillas and stuff, knowing you're going to get arrested, this is all publicity stuff. It's to keep her in the headlines and shit, because you know you're not going to get through. What's the point of doing a flotilla to go to Gaza when you know you're just going to get bombed or arrested or whatever? It's not going to go through. They've been trying to do these flotillas back since 2012. None of them ever get through. Angelina Jolie, it's the same thing. You've got to see people on your side. You've got to see that there's people in there fighting, and yeah, she's saying the right thing. Wow, there's awareness happening within the elites. These are all pressure relief valves. It's got to be done that way, you know. I think that's like Angelina Jolie. I mean, she's part of the Council on Foreign Relations, for God's sake, you know, which is pretty much who dictates US foreign policy. She's not even a politician. So, I mean, but the people have to see, well, they really respect Angelina. Oh, look, she's so beautiful, you know. And Angelina Jolie, yeah, wow, you know. And she left Brad Pitt because he's so corrupt and blah, blah, blah. And now she's standing up for the Palestinians. We've got people on our side. She's going to help wake up Hollywood. No, she's not. It's theater for the masses, you know. But the people need these pressure relief valves in order to continue. It can't look too hopeless for people. You've got to give them hope. It's like in the Hunger Games when he said, why do we have a winner? Hope. You've got to leave the people with hope, because without hope, they will rebel. You know, and things like what Angelina Jolie is saying, this is, people will rebel if they see people like that. But like I said, as far as Greta Thunberg, I think she's just a useful fool who probably seriously believes in climate change and seriously does want to see the killing stop in Palestine. So she can be molded and corralled and led where they want a leader, you know. And then you got, that's going to split and divide, because there's some people who love what Greta Thunberg's saying. There's a lot of the truth movement. You think, no, she's a fool. She's part of the agenda. She's WEF. And so now they're going to, oh, well, should I be supporting Palestine? What are they doing here, you know? So, you know, it creates
Double game.
confusion. You've got to have the confusion in there. You've got to keep it as confusing as possible, because then people can never focus on the reality. They can never focus on their own power. They can never see what the way out is. They're constantly distracted by the theater. That's what I think all that's about.
And when you said hope, and I'm going to close it up with this, with the change word, Obama had on his posters hope. I recall that he had hope
Yeah,
and the change.
hope is a thin soup. Hope is a thin soup. You know, hope will get you nothing. You know, you can hope for change, or you can create that change yourself by believing in yourself. That's what they want. I mean, that's what they fear more than anything, is people actually believing in themselves and taking the sort of action to, you know, whatever action they can take. And like I said, I think one of the best actions we can take is to completely withdraw support from these people, identify them as the criminal class that they are, and stop supporting organized crime, which is what you do when you vote, or when you work for government, or when you work for them as a secretary, or when you sell them food or petrol or anything. You are supporting organized crime. And if we can get that into the minds of the people, we won't need hope. We can create positive action ourselves.
Max, it was really a pleasure. Thank you one more time for taking your time. And I really hope that you'll enjoy the rest of your stay in Croatia, and that the sixth time will not be the last time. I hope so. So thank you one more time for doing this
Yeah,
conversation.
it depends on how much international travel is going to still be open with all these biometrics and things. So, but I'll be here for at least another month or so. Maybe you'll be able to get down to Zadar and say hello, or maybe I'll get to Zagreb. You never know. So we'll catch up.
I hope we'll catch us one more time if you got closer to Zagreb, or me to Zadar, or where you're staying right now. Once again, thank you i hvala svima vama koji ste gledali. Ostavite vaš komentar i to je to. Vidimo se u nekom drugom videu. Max, it was really a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.